Bezos Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Mem Zayin in Mesefes. Gittin is 1,274th daf in Shas. It's a freezing day here in Eretz Yisrael, and we're Zocha to continue learning Torah together. Today's daf is a very beautiful daf. Our daf on the topic of Eretz Yisrael is going to be prolific in terms of different halachos that relate to status of Eretz Yisrael being sold to a Gentile. There are many practical implications from this Gemara on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Our daf, we will begin about 8 or 9 lines from the top, where we will continue from the previous Mishnah on the bottom of the Mem Vav Beis that speaks about the prohibition of selling oneself to Eretz Yisrael. And then we'll talk about someone who's Mocher Sadeu La'akum, that's what the Mishnah will describe, and that will get involved with the status of fruits that grow in the Rishus of a Gentile in terms of the halachos of its Kedusha, in context of Trumas and Maisras. We'll have the sugya of Yesh Kunyi La'akum Lafkia Mi Trumas and Maisras. We'll also do a beautiful sugya of Kibush Yachid, going on to Amud Beis, Amem Zayin Amud Beis. And finally, we'll get into the sugya of Kinyan HaPeros KeKinyan HaGuf. If a person owns a certain amount of trees, even though he doesn't owe any land, whether it's considered as if he has ownership in the land itself. Since our Gemara had been discussing cases of a Jew who had sold himself to a Gentile for work, the Gemara continues on with a story, and that's what we're going to pick up with. 10 lines from the top. Resh Lakish Zavin Nafshe. First word on the line is Shafke. Resh Lakish Zavin Nafshe Ludoi. Resh Lakish sold himself to people from Lud, Gentiles. Shakal Bade Chaisiv Gilgilta. And to go to work for them, he took with himself a bag. And inside the bag, he had a stone sewn inside of it. Amar, Reish Lakish reflected about these Ludan. Now, in yesterday's daf, of course, we learned that these Ludan are not just simply tough people, they are cannibals. So Reish Lakish is going to protect himself. Amar, he said to himself, Gmiri Dioma Basra, the last day before they kill people to eat them, called the boy Mine Avdile, they give a person his last request. Geichi Dolochol Adme, in order that the earth forgive, excuse me, here the word Adme comes from Adam, red, in order that they forgive for the blood that is being spilled. I don't know why someone would forgive just because their last request is being fulfilled. But either way, that's what these Ludoi did. Yom Basra. So Reish Lakish's last day also came. And his bag that he prepared is connected to this. Amrule, and the Ludoim said to Manichalach, what would you like? Amrule, but Ina, he says, I'm asking for the following. I want to tie all of you together, hit you with this small bag. They didn't realize there's anything significant inside of it. Sure enough, so they acceded. And he hit each one of them, and they died. He also hit their teeth, so that they wouldn't, as they were dying, so they wouldn't scream out. And Reish Lakish said to him, after he rattled the teeth together, you're smiling at me? I'm not finished with you. Akati pashloch gabe palga dechayasa. Katlinu kula nafik va'asa. And with that, Reish Lakish escaped. Period. That's the story with Reish Lakish and the Lidai. The Gemara now tells us another story about Reish Lakish. Yosef, he was sitting ka'achol v'shasi, he was sitting and drinking. Amalei Barte, his daughter said to him, lo baz midi lemazgala, would you not want some cushion to sit on? Amalei Reish Lakish said to him, biti crazy curry, my belly is my what I lean on. I don't need to sit on anything more. Kinach Nafshe, when Rish Lakish passed away, Shavik Kaba de Marika, he left over a kav of karkam that had been left over. Kara Nafshe, and he said about himself, "Va'azvu la'achirim chelam," and they leave their possessions to someone else. In other words, these possessions he didn't get to manage the way he would have liked, and he says that I've left it over for others. We have a new Mishnah, Mechir Sadeu La'akum, someone who sells his field to a Gentile. So now we have an interesting question, and that is whether the fruits in that field are now Chayiv in Bikurim. So he sold his field to a Gentile. Now the halacha is that one is not allowed to. The Torah Kedoshah says, "Lo siten lem chania bekarka." Tzal Chazal darshin lo sechanim, and it's Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Lo siten lem chania bekarka, that you're not supposed to give them land in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not supposed to even sell it to them. So this guy did something wrong by selling to the Yaakov. But really, L'chura, now it's no longer chayiv in bikurim. Nevertheless, anybody who takes bikurim from it, if he buys it from the Akum, or we're going to see now in our Mishnah that there is a takana, that the one who sold it to the Akum now has to buy it from him, and he has to bring bikurim. Lokeach u'mev men bikurim ipnei tikuna olam. Rashi explains that this Jew who made the error of selling his land to the guy now needs to buy back the fruits every year so as to discourage people from selling the land of Eretz Yisrael to Ovei Kochavim. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabba afal pi shein kinyan la'akum be'Eretz Yisrael afkia midei meiser." Rabba now analyzes a fundamental topic that emerges from our sugya, and that is, how do we look at produce that is grown in Eretz Yisrael, but in the Rishus of a goy? Says Rabba, "Afal pi she'ein kinyan la'akum." Rabba says that the rule is that just because it grew in the Rishus of a goy, he doesn't remove the ability for the Torah to be mechayev meiser. Shenemar kili haaretz, the land belongs to Eretz Yisrael, li kedushas haaretz, and therefore anything that grows out of Eretz Yisrael is going to be chayiv in meiser. Avo yesh kinyan la'akum be'Eretz Yisrael lachbar boros shichnu ma'aros. However, a guy does have a level of ownership in Eretz Yisrael that gives him rights to dig in the land. Shenema ha-shamayim shamayim la'shem, va'aretz nasan livnei adam. Rabba seems to be suggesting in his word afal pi, that I might have thought that once the goy doesn't have bailus to remove the chiyuv of maestros, then his bailus is so far removed that he's not allowed to dig in Eretz Yisrael altogether. So hence the words afal pi aval, that he is able to. Rabbi Lazar, I'm afal pi sheish kinyan la'akum be'Eretz Yisrael afkia midei meiser. Rabbi Lazar is the inverse. Rabbi Lazar says that anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael in the possession of a goy is not going to be chayiv meiseris. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, deganecha. The Torah Hakdosha tells us that it is your grain that's going to be chayiv. Minat Torah, the chiyuv of trumos and meiseris is only on grain and wine. So degancha, your grain is going to be chayiv, and not grain that belongs to a Gentile. Avol ein kinyan la'akum be'Eretz Yisrael la'achbar b'Eretz Shichnu Ma'aros. Shnemar la'shem ha'aretz. Rabbi Lozer comes to the exact opposite position of Rabba, and he says that the guy can't dig in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have enough bailus for that, but he'll be mafkia trumas and maisrus. What's behind that machlokus? One is of the opinion that we darshan digun cha, your grain is going to be chayv, not that which belongs to a Gentile. Mar savar digun cha v'lo digun akum. And the other man, the Amr, says digun cha, that the dagon has to belong to you, and it can't be made by the akum. Digun cha, it refers to the conclusion of the collection of the Trumas and Maestros. What Rashi describes is the miruach. When we say the collection of Trumas and Maestros, what I mean is when the fruits are brought into the house and then they are piled up, the miruach, then they're chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. So therefore, when it comes to the dagon, the dagon is only going to be chayiv when it's digun cha, and not when it's digun ovei kochavim, when it's been completed by the akum. So that's behind the issue of yesh kinyil akum. If we darshan digun cha velo digun akum, so then in such a case we're saying the only time it's going to be putter is when the akum does the completion. The fact that it grew b'rishus ha'akum doesn't make it potter. Amar Rabba mino aminala, says Rabba, how do I know that even though it grew in the rishus of the akum, it's only digunacha for lo digun akum? This now we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to support me, says Rabba. Halekev ha'shichav ha'peh shel akum chayovim b'maiser, that the halacha is that if a Gentile has left over a corner of his field, those fruits are chayiv and maiser. Elim kein hifkir. The only time that it's not going to be chayiv is if he's made onerous. Now, it's very clear, unclear what exactly is the Mishnah referring to, and that's what the Gemara qualifies. Hechidam ilem disrov v'liktinu akum. If we're going to say the field originally belonged to a Gentile, and it was originally belonged to a Jew, and it was a Gentile who had collected it, so then asks the Gemara, Elam Kain Hifkir, Hamifkiri Vikaimi. What do we say that it's not going to be Chayiv in Meiser if it had been made Hefker? This case, it had already been made Hefker by the Yisrael. El Lavdak Akum. We're talking about a case that originally belonged to an Akum. V'liktinu Yisrael. And a Yisrael collected it. So what do we say? Taima de Hifkir, the only reason that the Goy's produce is not going to be chayiv in Meiser is because it was Peya and Hefker. Haloa Hefker chayiv, but if he had not been mafker it, then it would be chayiv. So what do we see? That Dagon Akum is chayiv. Says Gmar lo la'om di Yisrael. Really, it belonged to Yisrael. V'liktinu akum, and an akum is the poor person that's collecting it. Ud ka'amret ha'mafkir v'kaima. Then you would ask, why does the Mishnah then say that it's going to be chayiv in Meiser if the guy isn't mafkirit? Wasn't the Jew already mafkirit? So the Gemara says, Nihi de mafkir adaita di Yisrael. The Jew was mafkirit only adaita di Yisrael. He was mafkirit to be mekayim the mitzvah of Peya with a Jewish poor person. Adaita da akum mi mifkirit, but he wasn't mafkirit adaita da akum for a Gentile. A Jew is mafkirit for a Jewish poor person, not for an ovei kochavim. So therefore, the hefker would not take effect, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's still going to be chayiv in Maestris. So we attempted one raya, and that raya was rejected in terms of the shaila of an akum's produce, whether they're chayiv in Maestris. Tashma, Yisrael shelokach sadam e'akum, a Jew who bought a field from a Gentile, ad shelo via shlish, before it had developed a third of its produce. Now the halacha is that when a field develops to a third, so then one is chayiv in Maestris. So now we have a complicated case. It had not developed a third, and the Yisrael bought it from a guy, v'chazar u'machrlo. And then after it had developed a third, he sold it back to the guy. Mishevia shlish chayeves b'meiser. Since at the time that it had reached the third, it was chayev b'meiser, shekrat nischayva, then in such a case, the fruits afterwards are going to be chayev, even if afterwards the Gentile rebuys it. Analyze the Gemara, nischayva in, lo nischayva lo. The only time the halacha says that there is a chiyuv of maestros is if it developed a third in the hands of the Jew. However, if it had developed at the time of chiyuv in the hand of the Gentile, be potter. Answers the Gemara, no, there's no proof. Really, even if it develops at the third stage, the chiyuv of maeser in the hands of the Gentile, it's going to be chayiv. However, We're talking in Surya. And in Surya, there's room to be mekel. V'kasavra kibush yachud lo shmei kibush. Because we're following the opinion that says that in Surya, which the Gemara tells us, was conquered by David, the area of Aram Tzova, and Chayev Midrabanan in Trumas HaMaisras, that kibush yachud is not considered a kibush. The Gemara attempts another raya after that raya. The previous raya was also rejected. Tashma Yisrael va'akum shalachu sada b'shutfus. This is a case in a Tosefta in Trumas, quoted in the Gemara Chulin and Kuf Lamed Hema Beis. Yisrael and a Gentile both bought together a field in a partnership. So now, how do we look at the partnership in terms of the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras? So Tevel v'chulimu raven zeh b'zeh. Rebbe's opinion is that it's a partnership. The goy is potter in Trumas and Maisras, the Jew is chayiv, and every kernel is a mixture of being chayiv and potter. B'shem gamliel aymer shel akum potter v'shel Yisrael chayiv. It depends on who processed it. The part that's processed by the akum is potter, and the part that's processed by the goy, the Yisrael is chayiv, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rashi explains the Dibur HaMaskel Shel Yisrael Chayiv that the machlokis between the Tanakh and Rav Shimon Gamliel is a sugya of Breira, a sugya that we discussed in the Lamids about 15 dapim ago, a little bit less, that we saw that there are two ways of looking at a partnership. You can look at the partnership that when it dissolved, that retroactively each part belonged to that particular owner, and in that case, the Jew is chayiv in Trumas and Maisras, a goy is not, and so therefore, retroactively, we view the Jewish part as chayiv and the non-Jewish part as potter. That would be breira, that we say that it's been chosen retroactively which one was what. That's the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Tanakam disagrees, and he holds ein breira. As the Gemara alludes to over here, the Gemara says that would seem that that's the machlokis also in this case as well. And therefore, says the Gemara, the following analysis. The traditional way of explaining it is that the machlokas between Tan Kaim and Shimon Gamliel revolves around Breira. But what would we be assuming under that machlokas? That the Akum himself is Potter. His fruits are potter. Why are they potter? Must be yesh kin ya'akum lafkia midei trumas ha'maisras. Says the Gemara, the same teretz we said earlier. Hachanan b'surya. We're talking about surya. V'kasavar kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. And there isn't a chiyuv minator because David's kibush is not binding. So once again, we don't have a raya in the machlokas between Abaye Rabbi Lazar of yesh kin ya'akum lafkia mi ma'isar. Amar b'chia barav and tashma ha'mocher sadeh la'akum. Lokeach umevi bikur mipnei tikun ha'olam. We finally go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that someone sells his field to a Gentile. So the halacha is that because of tikun ha'olam, we instituted bikurim. Analyze the Gemara. Mitikun ha'olam in midoraisa lo. Which seemed to indicate that the akum's fruits are not chayiv in bikurim. Even if a Jew ultimately gets a hold of it. And the reason why is because we're assuming yesh kin ya'akum lafkia from Bikurim. The Rishonim discuss why did our Mishnah only relate this to Bikurim? What about Trumos and Maisris themselves? So Rashi seems to have his explanation over here on the base, as well as Tosas and Ahmed Aleph and Dibra Maskel Lokeach Umeva Bikurim gives his explanation of why the Mishnah focused on Bikurim. Either way, the Gemara broadens it to the whole question of yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia or not. Amar Ravashi says that the reason why we min haTorah we assume that there is no chiyuv in Bikurim is shtei takanos havim. There were two takanos. Meikara havi maisi midaraisa. Really min haTorah, even though it grew in a goy's rishus, nevertheless, Bikurim are chayiv whether the goy owned it or not. And therefore, if the Jew afterwards gets it, he's now chayiv to bring the bikurim. However, kivan dekachazi dekamakri umizavni, people were starting to simply sell their land to Gentile, and nevertheless, if they still had fruits from it, they acquired the fruits or they held on to the rights to the fruits, so then they would bring these as bikurim. The kivan dechazi de kamakri umezavni disavri biktusha sel kaimi. They were saying, well, at the end of the day, even if they're in the hands of the Gentile, it remains in its kedusha. So then in such a case, people were feeling entirely comfortable to sell their land to a goy. And of course, we want Eretz Yisrael to be in the hands of Yisrael. So tkinulu d'lo leisi, they made a takana that they shouldn't do it. Kim d'chazi d'man d'lo sagi le mizbin v'kam ishtakim biyad akum. Then they saw that that takana wasn't working because there were people that didn't have money, d'lo sagile, that they would sell it and then they would leave the fruits in the hands of the Gentile. So hadr tekinulu delese, another takana was made that they should bring it. Our sugya was assuming that if a Jew has rights to the fruits, it all depends on the ownership of the land in terms of whether it's going to be chayiv in Trumas and Maisris and Bikurim. However, the next part of the Gemara points out that there is an in-between state. Itmar, hamocher sadeh l'peros. If a person sells his field for its fruits, in other words, Reuven sells to Shimon the fruits on his trees. He's not selling his land, but he's saying the peros are yours. Rabbi Yochanan amar mevi kari. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shimon now brings, and when it comes to Bikurim, getting a Parshas Kisavo, and he'll even be able to say, Ha'adam asher nasatali. We're going to see in the Gemara that Kinyan Peros is Kekinyan Aguf, and it's considered as if he has a Chelek, a part in the land, by owning the Peros alone. And that in itself gives him a Kinyan Aguf. Reish Lakish Amar, Mevi Ve'inakore, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mevi Ve'kore, Kinyan Peros Kekinyan Aguf. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that if you own the Peros, you own the actual land itself. He's assuming that you don't own it. Reish Yochanan asks the following question to Reish Lakish. Says in the Torah Kedosha, "V'samta v'chol atoiv asher nesan Hashem l'cha Hashem l'kecha ulveisecha atova levi v'ager asher bikur becha." Torah says ulveisechem lamet shadam mevi bikurei ishto v'korei, that a person brings the bikurim of his wife and he reads. Now, how could he say Ha'adam asher nesatli if it's his wife's land? Must be that since he has a kinyan peros in his wife's field, that gives him a kinyan aguf. Amalei shani asim nechsivu leveischa. No, the Torah there says that your wife is different, that you could say Ha'adam asher nesatli because you're one team. Vika da'amri yisrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Some have it the inverse. The Reish Lakish poses as a question to Rabbi Yochanan. So we see that the halacha is that hasam hu dichsiv ula beischa, only over there that you have the kriya. Aval ba'alma lo, the halacha generally is that someone who has a kinyan haperos, it's not enough to say ho adam asher nasatli. To which Rabbi Yochanan responded, no, the concept of Kinyan Peres and Kinyan Aguf I learn out from Ulaveischa. He's going on the way and he has his wife's Bikurim. And he hears his wife passed away. He's still Mevikur. Mesa in Lo Mesa Lo. Only if she dies, who didn't afgav the lo mesa? Umesa yistruchalei. I would have had amina sakadai techligzar mishum Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, that when she died, Rabbi Yosef Bechanina had the following gezeira. Dar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, bitzon reshagram biyashlech, umes shliach bederech, mevi v'eino kore. The halacha is that if Reuven sent a shliach for the halachos of Bikurim, Reuven made Shimon a shliach, and then shliach passes the shliach passes away. When Reuven himself brings it, so halacha is mevi ve'ena kore. Shnemar v'lakachto v'aves ajete l'kicha v'avo ke'echad. There's supposed to be one maisa that when he gives it over to shliach and the shliach comes. If that has been broken down, so the halacha dictates that he no longer could be kore. That's the gzeres hakosov l'kachto v'avesa. So too, says the Gemara, I might thought if his wife dies as well, it's no longer l'kachto v'avesa. Kamash malam, the chidush is that we don't say that. Tomorrow's daf The Gemara is going to continue on and point out the machlokas of Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guf, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish manifests itself in other ways, in other concepts of Bikurim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Gittin.